Today's share of Mr. Bereyemi is Simon Shin Chaf Sif Hey.
The Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss whether this license that we just saw in Sif Dalet that allows one to squeeze fruits directly into a food is going to apply even to fruits that are not fully ripe. The Mishnah Brura we'll see in Sif Tatnu Chaf is going to explain why such fruits might be different in this regard. Yesh Misha Omer, hey. Yesh Misha Omer, Duhu Adin Leboiser Shemutu Lesakto Letocha Ochel. Why? The reason is because it is not fit to be eaten. Shulchan Aruch here is saying that there are those who say that the same applies to boser. What does this mean? Sif katan yutes du adin leboser. Heim anavim shalom is bashul kol tzarchan. These are grapes that did not fully ripen. And so too by boser, mutter l'softo l'tocha ochel. You'd be allowed to go ahead and, as we said before, in Sif Dalet, squeeze it into food. L'chaira, why not? But the Rebbeinu Tam goes on to say that this is aser when it's a boser, because it's not fit. What does this all mean? Sif katan chaf, ha'ol ve'eno v'chulu, ha'inu, bishum ze havi kibayrer ochel mitoch psolos. The reason is, according to Rebbeinu Tam, because it's like you're separating the ochel from the psoles. Now, this line can be understood to mean that, according to this view of Rebbeinu Tam, squeezing the juice from the unripe grapes is going to be borer. The fact that one is squeezing the juice directly onto food really makes no difference, because that serves to define the juice as food, but it's not going to change the status of the grape from waste matter to food. The Mishnah Brura's words can also mean as follows, that squeezing the juice from the fruit here is going to be dush. The idea here is that since the grape and its juice are respectively waste matter and food, they are considered two distinct entities, and removing one from the other will fall under this malacha. Here too, the fact that one is squeezing the grape directly onto food is not going to change the status of the grape itself from waste matter to food, so that it could be considered to be one and the same entity as the juice within it. And therefore, it follows that this first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, which disagrees with Rebbeinu Tam, obviously holds that squeezing the juice from the unripe grapes is not going to be a violation of either melacha. And what's the reason? So some achronim explain that this is because the unripe grapes are actually edible in a pressing circumstance and therefore do not have the status of waste. There are some great difficulties with this, but there's no time now to go ahead and get into the difficulties. Mr. Brura continues on. Back to the Mr. Brura. He says, "Haynu mishum ze havi kaborer ocha mitop soles, ki osam ne'adam ocha dosam butla daitel eitzel kol adam." It's viewed as separating fruit from waste, and the fact that some people eat boser does not matter, because the attitude of those people who do eat them is rendered insignificant by the universal consensus. This is what's known as butla daita and etzel kolada. We've had it a number of times. Now, if one intends to immediately consume the item into which one is squeezing the unripe grapes, mutter, it's going to be permitted. As we said above, it's going to be okay with ochel mitoch psolos. Imhu litzoref osa suda, if you could take ochel from soles, if it's for the upcoming meal, right? Separating ochel from soles is going to be mutter, as we know, if all three of the conditions are met, that it's ochel mitoch soles, it's going to be done biyad, with your hand, not with a borer, or the rabbanan dika borer utensil, and he plans to eat the food shortly, immediately, miyad. If you have all these three conditions in place, it's not going to be derech borer, it's going to be derech achila, because his focus is not on borer, but on eating the desired food. This we already know from Shin Yud Tes, and all of these borer requirements are covered. Right? So he says, there's not going to be any schita here, because the juice goes directly into the food. So again, he's assuming now that first mahalach that we had, not like we said that the Be'er Halacha concludes, namely that the issue here, according to Rebbeinu Tam, is going to be a borer issue. Kein kasa ol shabbos v'ataz. V'am lo gan avram Hisig al zeh. The Magen Avraham, however, he challenges this, and he maintains the hadamuter sham, that he maintains that borer should apply here, even if the food will be eaten immediately. Why? Mishum she'ein derech breira ba'ochel mitoch psoles. The Magen Avraham challenges this and maintains that borer should apply here, even if the food will be eaten immediately. Why? Because that which removing edible matter, right, the ochel from the psoles, is permitted there for what? Back in Shin Yud Tes, that's due to the fact that separating a desired entity from an undesired entity is not typically done by removing the edible matter from the waste matter, right? But rather by removing the waste matter from the edible matter. Here, though, removing the edible juice from the inedible grape is the typical way, right, of borer. Why? Because it cannot be done in any other way. So therefore, the squeezing the edible juice out of the inedible grape is viewed here as a matter of borer, derech brera, rather than a derech achila type of brera. Now, you might ask, come on, let's think this through. If the extraction cannot be done in any other way, so why are we saying that this is viewed as derech brera rather than derech achila? That, this is like, sometimes you say, if it can't be done any other way, it becomes derech achila, like by peeling an orange. So this could possibly be because before the grape is squeezed, it's completely a non-edible entity. The edible matter it contains, i.e. the juice, can be created only by squeezing the grape. So therefore, the squeezing of the grape, listen carefully, cannot be viewed as a derech achila, the way in which you eat, because there's nothing yet there to be eaten. Therefore, it must be viewed as an act of selection. This is this needs a lot of thought. Now, comes now the Elio Rabba. Vayim Elio Rabba, shemitzade lahakel ka'ele Shabbos v'ataz. Comes Elio Rabba and he said, no, he's inclined to be mekel, going with the Ola Shabbos and the Taz, because he suggests that removing the edible matter from the waste matter, meaning the ocha from the psoles, is always defined as derech achila rather than derech reira. Vayim beber alacha. Now he says, check out the ber alacha, shekasavnu dinachol lahachmir kedasa Magen Avraham. He says, it's proper to go ahead and be machmir like the Magen Avraham, however, he says, but he says, if the unripe grapes are not like totally unripe, and they're fit to be eaten under pressing circumstances, what is known as, then we'll voice no objection against those who rely on the approach of the Olas Shabbos and the Taz. Now, what does the Be'er Halacha actually say? He says two things. Number one, he explains that even if we say that there's no issue of borer in squeezing the unripe grape, and this is what we discussed in our introduction, since one will immediately use the juice, and therefore there's not going to be any borer, right? Because we say it's derech achila, this is the key word. There's still the concern, as we discussed right in the beginning, that squeezing the unripe grape here is really dush, as we explained before. And an act of dush, that mafare, part of dush, is going to be usher even if the extracted food is eaten right away. There's no halakha of miyad la'alter by dash. The halakha further explains that being boirer ochal from soles that is not full-fledged soles, and this is the last yisoid when the Mishabura said, Mishasoymech al divrei ha'ol Shabbos v'taz eilam chos biyado. So he says, since it's eaten in pressing circumstances, so then number one, it's only going to be midir rabbanon. It's only going to be midir rabbanon deka bayre, and the same would likely hold true with regard to dush as well. And therefore, it's mistaver that those who squeeze the juice from such grapes directly into food for immediate use. This is why he says there's sufficient grounds for leniency, namely to be mekel. Number one. The first view in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the basic sum up of it. The first view in Shulchan Aruch maintains that there's never any prohibition against squeezing the unripe grapes directly into food. And two, even according to the second view, Benatam, since the grapes are somewhat edible, squeezing them is going to be only Aser mi derabanan whether it's borer or dash. And number three, presuming it is borer, one will be using the juice right away. And the Taz and Ola Shabbos maintain that this will solve the problem of borer. Let's move on. Sif katan chaf aleph. So the Rama had said, "V'natam oisir bebayser hold ein oroi le'echol." Since it's not, okay, the basis for the V'natam by asering by boser, we said, because it's not fit to be eaten. Who adin, he says now, "B'shar peiro she'enam rilechis." The same halacha would apply to other fruits that are not edible. Also, l'sochkan le'mei and afil l'toch ochel. According to this view, the V'natam, one may not squeeze them for their juice, even into solid food. Yesh la'achmer k'svar achrona, and one should be machmer in accordance with this latter opinion, the Bein Tam, in the Shulchan Aruch, the second opinion brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Bein Tam, and saying here that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that one may not squeeze them for their juice, the Mishnah Berurah is excluding a case where one squeezes fruit for the sake of improving the taste of the fruit itself, and has no intention of using the juice. This halacha we're going to see coming up in Sif Zion. And base halacha is that squeezing the fruit for that purpose is entirely permitted. Again, we will see this momentarily coming up. The other thing that's important to note is the Shaar HaTzion here references Eliyahu Rabbah, who quotes Shayarei Knesset HaGdola, saying that one who relies on the first view in the Shulchan Aruch is okay. The Shari Gez HaGdol explains that since the Shulchan Aruch brings both views with no definitive psak, he implies that we should voice no objection against those who are makil. But the Shari Sion says that this is not really a proof. On the contrary, since the Shulchan Aruch brings down the first view, as there are those who say, implying that some say this, but we do not accept their view, and he ended the Rebbeinu Tam, so that implies that, you know, that he's maybe ruling like the Paskin, like a Rebbeinu Tam. And besides that, the Smag and the Smak and the Kolbo all agree with Rebbeinu Tam. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah had said and keeps saying that we should be Machmir like Rebbeinu Tam, but Misha Sorech, okay, Al Divrei Ha'oilais Shabbos V'taz, in a case of where it's Roy Le'echol Al Yedei Hadachak, that's where we'll say Ein limchos b'yado. We move on now to Sif Vav. Mutar l'sfait limnosh. Now we come to the famous Sif dealing with one of the most practical squeezing fruits, and that is the lemon. And we had seen up until now that we have three categories. Olives and grapes, zeisim v'anavim, which are fruits that are mostly used for their juice, and squeezing them is asar midairaisa, it's malacha dairaisa, or mafarek. Then there's berries and pomegranates, fruits that are commonly, but not mostly, used for their juice. Anything like them, like the berries and pomegranates, squeezing them is only asami the rabbanon. And the Rama added that any fruit that is commonly squeezed in a particular locale for purposes of being drunk as a beverage also attains this status. And then, finally, there's other fruits that are entirely permitted. We had pointed out that based on numerous factors, practically we don't really have too many of those fruit, if any, at all. And the Shulchan Aruch is now going to talk about lemons, which are going to be totally permitted, but for a different reason. Look what he says. Mutter l'schait limonish, Mishnah Berurah, uv'l'shoinenu citrin. This, he says, in our language, we call this citrin, like citrus. Means, but this is lemons. And what he's saying is, v'hainu afilu l'mashkin. This means that one can go ahead and squeeze them even for their juice, meaning straight into a container. And this is even though it is common and normal to squeeze them during the week. So it should be minimally asami d'rabbanan. Nevertheless, kevan she'ein derech klal l'sachta l'tzarech mashka, ela l'tabel ba'ochel, here comes the yisod. Since it's not at all common to squeeze them for use as a drink in and of itself, but rather as a dip for food. Who squeezes out lemon just to drink straight up? So therefore, they are havi kishar peiros. They are like the other fruits, meaning not like the tutim verimonim, like the category three, which are totally permitted. Now he goes on. Vafilu imaderech l'sachtan b'chol l'toch mayim shenasnu b'hem tzukar l'shtos l'tanug. So then he goes and he says, but let's understand. People still make lemonade. People still make lemon, right? They may not drink lemon juice straight up, but they make lemonade. They do squeeze it for drink. So he says, even if it's common to squeeze them during the week into water that contains sugar as a lemonade drink for pleasure, even so, he says, the minhag ha'olam is to be makel and to prepare this drink on Shabbos. Ve'efshar mishum delo mitzvah. Now, why? Why should this be okay? You're making it into the normal thing is to squeeze it for a drink, not just to add flavor. Ve'efshar mishum delo mitzar ela kishederech l'shtois mei schitas hapri gam belo taroives mashke acher. Perhaps this is because it is usher to squeeze fruits to make a mashke, a drink, only when it is common to drink the extracted fruit juice, even without mixing it with another liquid. So, what's going on over here? So, number one, okay, what's the yesod that lemons should be different in the first place? So, the basic idea is that since the juice is basically not drank as juice, so it's all viewed as oichal mitoich oichal. Now, you could ask, why isn't this viewed as ochel mitoch, so, or psolas mitoch ochel? So this, now they ask, so, you know, why does he categorically permit squeezing lemons since we're dealing with separating waste matter from edible matter? Because it's like inedible fruit. So they say that, no, you can't compare lemons to, for example, unripe grapes. Unripe grapes have no usage as food at all, and therefore that's why they're viewed as psolas. Lemons do have usage as food, because you could put it in a glass of tea, any flavor. They're not considered waste matter. They're not considered psolas. So therefore, squeezing them is not considered the malacha of borer or dush, like unripe grapes. And therefore, it's viewed as ochel mitoch ochel, and that's why it, in principle, would be okay. Now, the problem that he has is, what do you mean? You do make lemonade. So if you make lemonade out of the juice, so then there is liquid and solid encasing it. But he also quotes a Beis Yosef who says that it was the common practice, it happened to be in the Jewish community of Egypt, of Mitzrayim. No one ever objected to it. So why was it allowed to go ahead and make this lemonade? So he said the reason why it's okay is because the only time it's going to be usher to squeeze fruits to make a beverage, a mashke, is only when it's common to drink the extracted fruit, the extracted fruit juice, even without mixing it with another liquid. Because in that case, the juice has the status of a drink, and squeezing it out of the food is therefore going to be dush. But here, the lemon juice is typically mixed with water, since the juice is meant only to enhance a different liquid, as we just said, so that it doesn't get the status of a drink. Now, he now goes on and he gives another possibility, he says, why it's okay. Inami lo mitzvah el kishisokh meim alavad, the acha kach marvin oisam. There's also another possibility is that it's only usher when the juice is normally or commonly squeezed separately and then mixed with another liquid. However, the minhag is to squeeze the juice directly into another liquid in order to flavor it, then shari. This is the Beis Yosef, and the Taz says this, as I just said. But now he goes back and he says, but nowadays, nothing doing. When he said this is the minhag ha'olam, he was quoting the Beis Yosef. But now he's talking about bizman hazeh. Ulefi zeh, bizman hazeh. And he's quoting the Chai Adam here. She yadua shememalin chaviyos lemeos l'shtois in punch ve'ezeh mekaymes. He says, based on this, nowadays, when it's known that in certain places hundreds of barrels are filled with lemon juice to be drunk with punch, tzarech iyun gadol in mutter l'sachtan b'shabbos l'toch mash. He says, based on that, it's the normal practice to do that. So it's a big shaila whether you can squeeze it into any liquid on Shabbos. The Evshar, the Dami, the Ramayim, because now it's possible it should be compared to berries and pomegranates. Why? Because it's the normal way during the week to go ahead and squeeze them into containers by themselves. What he means to say here is as follows. The permissibility of squeezing lemons is very closely linked to the two approaches mentioned above in the Berelacha that we discussed already. We said the second approach maintained that if lemons are squeezed into an empty bowl, the juice attains the status of a drink. Therefore, since lemons are commonly squeezed nowadays into empty containers, listen very carefully, into empty containers, it is common to make them into a drink. And therefore, it may very well be that they are compared to berries and pomegranates, which are likewise commonly made into a drink. So if that's the case, lemons have attained the same law and halacha as berries and pomegranates, and cannot be squeezed even into water. The first approach, on the other hand, maintains that lemon juice does not attain the status of a drink, even if it is squeezed into an empty bowl, because it's used only to enhance another drink. So this would hold true even nowadays when lemons are squeezed into empty containers and transferred into punch. So therefore, they would retain the status of other fruits, okay? And therefore, in theory, squeezing them would remain entirely permitted. So he's explaining here why, based on this second approach of the inami, why bizman hazeh we should be very careful and be machmir. Again, the idea is that the second approach is more chomer than the first one. He says inami is more chomer when he says inami lo mitzvah elok yishasot the name of levad yachak akmar arvin, because it requires squeezing the juice directly into the other liquid that it serves to enhance. Otherwise, the juice attains the status of a drink, even though it will serve only to enhance the flavor of the water. And you should know, you should realize, that even the first approach, which allows squeezing the lemons into a bowl and then transferring the juice into the water, he only allows this because the lemon juice is never drunk on its own. So it doesn't attain the status of a drink. Fruits whose juice, this is very important, is commonly drunk on its own, such as olives, grapes, berries, pomegranates, for sure cannot be squeezed ever into an empty bowl, because their juice will unquestionably, without a doubt, attain the status of a drink. It is also to squeeze these fruits, even if their juice will subsequently be transferred into a solid food. We already had this in Sif Katan Yud Ches. Check out the Sharat Si in there. Okay, I hope this is all very clear. We now continue on in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura now says as follows. The Alkane, therefore, what should you do with lemons and lemon juice? The alkane tzarich lizayah sheyiskol mikodem al tzukar b'fnei atzmo, davi kamashma haba le'ochel. What you have to do is to first squeeze them into sugar alone, because since then, what's going to happen is a liquid, you're going to have a situation where it's a liquid that goes directly into a food, and all fruits, even zeisim v'anovim, can be squeezed directly onto a food, as we saw in Sif Dalid. It should be noted, and we discussed this, that the Mishnah Brura there in Sif Katan Yud Zayin brings down that it is praiseworthy not to rely even on this halacha of squeezing. This is the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, and because he asks us for and squeezing fruits onto food b'chlal. And in fact, the Chayadam even has reservations with regard squeezing the lemons into sugar, because Rabbi Chananel would aser it. The Sharat Senior says that there's no need to be concerned here in our case, and he explains, because in our case, Bechlal, the first approach would permit squeezing lemons even into an empty bowl. So one does not need to be concerned at all for the opinion of Rabbi Chananel with regard to squeezing them into food. Chazanish, however, in Orach Chaim, Nun Vav Zayin, he asers squeezing lemons into sugar if it's for the sake of transferring the mixture into water. And he explains that this ability to squeeze fruits directly onto a solid food applies only when one is aiming to improve the flavor of the solid food. Here, the purpose is to improve not to improve the sugar, it's to improve the water, and the sugar is serving only as a means of transferring the juice into the water. And therefore, he doesn't want to be makel. But the Mishnah Brura clearly is not going like this Chazon Ish. He and the Sharat Zion, they say, without a doubt, you don't even have to be machmir for those that don't allow squeezing. And you can squeeze lemons into sugar. Dahavi ke mashke haba le ochel. Chain, the sachto le sabshil, the algabi ha ochel, pshita de shari. He says, for sure, he says also, squeezing them
into a cooked dish or onto solid food is certainly going to be okay. For example, squeezing lemon onto fish in order to enhance the food with no thought of, at all of transferring the juice into water. That would be good even according to the Chazon Ish. Okay, as we just mentioned. V'da, da shulchan aruch de mater l'schot limonish, hainu kodem shenifishu. You point out the shulchan aruch, when he allows squeezing lemons, this is talking about where they have not yet been pickled, which they become like shlakais, like cooked. Pickled, it becomes like cooked, like shlakais. Avalim kvushim b'melach u'sha'advarim. However, if they become pickled, dinam kikvashim u'shlakos, it becomes like cooked veggies or pickled fruit and veggies,
which we will deal with tomorrow.